Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad, who is on location. Today, we are talking Tesla with Teresa Benitez-Thompson, plus our Power Pundit panel with Trey Abney, Andy McKay, and Marsha Burke-Bigler. Next, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here today with Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson, Assemblywoman from Washoe County, District 27, and Chair of the Assembly Government Affairs Committee.
Thank you
Welcome.
For having me.
Well, thank you. Welcome. So let's talk about what everybody in the state's talking about, and that is the Tesla deal. They are going to build their gigafactory here, contingent on you guys acting down at the legislature
approval.
This week.
That's right.
Sure. So $1.25 billion, somewhere around there in tax abatements. So how do you think this is going to go? Is this going to be an easy approval?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things to contemplate. I think the whole of the good of the state in the long run is very important. We know that if you think about this as a long-term investment in the state, we can think about the fact that right now we would be planting a seed, and that in 10 and then especially in 20 years, this company, Tesla, would become an oak in our community, and we'd really see at that point that tree bear fruit, if you will, in terms of impact to the state general fund. On a more short-term level, we'd see impacts locally. The people who are hired and put to work obviously are going to have more discretionary dollars to be spending. We want that for our families. We want that to happen. But there's a lot of things I think that we owe our constituents in terms of due diligence. That's making sure that when we talk about these abatements, that are they fair and reasonable for the payoff we're going to get? In terms of the structure and the deal, are there benchmarks? Are there deliverables? We've learned from past deals and past negotiations that maybe we could have been more, drawn a stronger line in terms of star bonds, green energy, the Apple deal. We've done lots of these now, a couple of these where we've learned things are important, where abatements come with benchmarks. So once we have X amount invested in the state, then that kicks in this type of abatement and this type of incentive, so that that way we're not putting everything up front, and that we're also looking at different ways so that if the investment doesn't turn out to be quite what we think it'll be, how does the state protect itself?
Now, we haven't seen any language, but from what we're hearing that this deal is going to be comprised of, it's not a direct subsidy. This is abatements, and there are those benchmarks that you mentioned. So they have to invest at least $3.5 billion before they get that $125 billion tax break, and that is over 25 years. So does that give you a little, you know, a little relief that, okay, we are doing things the right way?
It makes me feel more secure, especially as I think about my constituents for Assembly District 27. I've got Sun Valley, Panther Valley, the North Valleys area, Old Southwest Reno. I've got a lot of folks in the district who are unemployed or underemployed, and those are the type of folks who would be the perfect fit for this job.
And it averages, what, $50,000 a year is going to be the average at the factory.
The average of the factory wage, $50,000 a year, about $22 an hour. So we know that this will be good. We just have to think about the long-term impacts as well. And so that's what I hope to be deliberating down there. That's what I hope this conversation is about with my colleagues, is what makes good sense for Nevada now, what makes good sense for Nevada down the road. Is this the direction we want to grow the community in? You know, we started thinking about a project like this a while ago. It was in 2011 that you saw Assembly Democrats and the governor's office working together to form the Office of Economic Development, with the thought that how can we get better investments in Nevada? How can we be more attractive? How can we be more competitive to business? Because we can't give away cash incentives like other states can. And it should be noted that for the other states that were competing against Nevada, other states were offering more and other states were offering bigger packages. And ultimately, we were selected not because, the fact that we couldn't offer bigger packages was not necessarily held against us, but what they saw in recent negotiations is what they saw in 2011, which is a state legislature, a governor, all working together, coming together, especially with local officials, because, you know, Story County plays a big role in this.
Story County's got to be one of the easiest places in the country to do business.
Well, they're giving up a lot. They are giving up a lot. And they're giving up a lot, and the region will benefit. So it's working across all those levels of government that they saw, you know, we can make this work in Nevada. Nevada at every level wants to be a place where business ventures can be talked about seriously. So I think it's keeping in that spirit.
Now, we've heard just a little rumblings, not a lot, and I was nice. I went to the press conference on Thursday, and you did see a lot of legislators from all over the state, from southern Nevada, from rural Nevada, of course, from up here in the north. We've heard just kind of a little sprinkling. A couple people have been critical of this deal. Well, hey, what does this do for southern Nevada? Great for you guys in the north, but this isn't great for the whole state. What do you say to your colleagues from the south?
Well, I think what's important is to know that we're all playing for one team, and this is Team Nevada. This is our state. It's State Nevada. And when our regions succeed, our state succeeds. Wherever this investment comes in the long run, we're going to have an impact to the general fund, and that's good for the state overall. So we're not elected as state legislators to just think about our region. We're elected to think about the welfare and the whole benefit of the state. And that's true for every piece of legislation that we consider. I, as a Northern Nevada Chair of Government Affairs especially, have pieces of legislation that come through my committee that don't impact Northern Nevada at all, but they're good for Southern Nevada. You would never see me not consider those pieces of legislation or not vote just because there isn't a direct impact to me and my constituents. It's about the good of the state.
All right. We are going to be right back with Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Assemblywoman and Chair of the Government Affairs Committee in the Assembly. Took me a second there, Teresa Benitez Thompson. You know, we're talking about the Tesla deal in the previous segment, and you did mention Story County, the local governments. They really worked hard to make this happen. How do you think we're doing with that connection with all of our local governments and the state as far as going out there and trying to generate business and trying to get economic diversification and development efforts happening?
I think very well, and I think we've set a process up to allow that to happen. You know, before we could, as the legislature contemplates this deal, one of the things that had to happen, a piece of legislation that we passed, I believe, either the last session or the session before, was that the local governments have to be alerted of the state's intent to offer abatement, so that the state can't just go in and say, hey, we're going to go in and abate all of your revenue that might be coming to you, local government, because we think it's for the good of the state. And so now the local governments, especially the counties, are more of a partner in that conversation before we start looking, or as we look and contemplate abatements. They've got to be on board with them too. You know, the state is giving up it's estimated to be about $195 million of the deal, and the difference is all coming out of Story County. So,
and that's about $725 million from what we're hearing. And
most
of that's
that
in
much.
What, sales tax and property tax abatements?
Sales tax, property tax abatements. Mm-hmm.
So you look at where the infrastructure issues are. You know, we talk about what is 6,500 jobs going to do? What is it going to do to schools? What is it going to do to the roads? Do you think we're going to be able to, I mean, with this kind of economic activity, you hope that, you know, this is where growth will pay for growth, although we've heard some people saying, hey, Tick Siegerbloom said, you're not going to have enough money now to pay for all the kids going to the schools or to pay for all the new cars on the road.
I think that's absolutely the point of a special session, is to contemplate all of the impacts, short-term and long-term. And I, you know, with credit to Senator Siegerbloom, we wouldn't be doing our job as legislators if we didn't ask questions like that and get responses from folks who are a lot smarter than us legislators about the economic impact to us. The best thinking at this time is that this isn't necessarily about a project to bring more people into the community, but hopefully that these are jobs that are going to go first to Nevadans. And what's important to me is that those jobs do go to Nevadans. I can't be out there saying that it's good to give all these abatements away and not have one single person from my district end up with a job because of it. We want to make sure that those who are underemployed or unemployed currently are the folks who are going to benefit from this.
Do you think we're doing better? I mean, you're out there knocking on the doors. Do you think we're doing better as far as the economy is going? I mean, this has been huge news, but generally, do you think we are kind of, our economy's lifting up from where it has been?
I think so. I feel like people at the doors, as I'm knocking doors, on the weekends, I feel that people are telling me that things are going okay for them, that they're back to work, that they've got jobs. Whereas 2 years ago, I'd knock on a door and I'd ask families, how are things going for you? Man, out of work, can't find a job, trying to keep the house from going into foreclosure. I mean, there was just very little good things that were being said about where families were with their lives. I think we're in kind of a better spot now.
And hopefully that future is a little brighter, yeah. You know, with this deal, and hopefully more like this to come.
Okay.
So let's talk about next legislative session, 2015. I mean, I can't believe we're only a few months from the beginning of that. Going to go into session this week, but a few months before the big show. One of the things that you want to be a driving force behind is nursing home reform.
Absolutely.
And it looks like when you look at some of the metrics, Nevada, we're, you know, once again, we get back to that old adage, you know, Nevada's on the top of all the bad lists. And
we've won the race to the bottom, and there has to be a serious conversation about what the state of our skilled nursing facilities and the type of care that people within those facilities are getting. We've done a lot of work within the interim committee on seniors, vets, and persons with disability that I chair to talk about what is happening right now in our skilled nursing facilities. There's a recognition among the industry as well. They will tell you we've got work to do. We've got improvements to make. Things are not going well right now. And so there's kind of consensus that we have a problem. I think where the hard conversation is going to come in, it will be, what are the solutions? What are we going to do to address this? I, as chair of the interim committee on senior vets and folks with disability, we have a BDR, and I think one of the answers is looking at raising the floor, the staffing floor that nursing homes have to comply with right now. CMS put out a number about a decade ago and said your staffing levels really ought to be here.
CMS is
Center for Medicaid Services, I believe, CMS. And so you really need that floor actually needs to be raised.
Do we have enough nurses here? Can we find enough people to go in and help when you raise those staffing levels? Or are we going to have to do a big push into our community college and university systems to graduate more nurses?
Well, I think we should always be pushing into our community for our youth to continue in and for more education, nurses being one of those. Or for people who are in one profession and want to change and repurpose themselves and come into nursing. It's an honorable profession. And my day job as a hospice social worker, I work with nurses, and they're incredible. They work so hard. They love their patients. And I've worked with a number of nurses who have come from nursing homes. And they tell me, Teresa, I loved it there. I loved working with my patients, but there were so many of them. All I was doing was handing out medications. I didn't get a chance to do any interpersonal work. I wasn't being able to do what I was really trained to do as a nurse. I was just handing out meds. And that's what families find. When families go into a nursing home, they think that they're getting access to 24-hour care 7 days a week. And what the study tells us is that they're actually only getting about 2.5 hours of interactions between their nurses and their CNAs and the care staff there at the nursing home. And for families, that's not enough. And for the level of care that they need, that's not enough.
All right. And that is where we have to leave it. Assemblywoman, thank you very much. We are going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel next on Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Celebrate the change of seasons with a cooking class from Nothing to It Culinary Center. Fall and holiday cooking class schedules are available online with over 26 new classes taught by a variety of master chefs. Visit nothingtoit.com and register now.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch to a nationalized partner in textile restoration, Bobby Page's, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Samudio with News 4.
And I'm Eric Laxton from Mercedes-Benz of Reno.
The 51st annual Reno Air Races are coming September 10th through the 14th, presented by Breitling.
Locally owned and operated, Mercedes-Benz of Reno is once again proud to sponsor News 4's coverage of this year's air races.
5 days of racing action, including the wildly popular Patriots Jet Team.
Catch the excitement at the air races, then stop by Mercedes-Benz of Reno for our best opportunities of the year. Race on.
Celebrate the change of seasons with a cooking class from Nothing to It Culinary Center. Fall and holiday cooking class schedules are available online with over 26 new classes taught by a variety of master chefs. Visit NothingToIt.com and register now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers. We have Trey Abney, who is the Director of Government Relations with the Chamber. Got me tongue-tied
close
there.
Enough, yeah.
We have Andy McKay, who is the Chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority.
Morning.
And Marsha Burt-Bigler, who is Washoe County Commissioner.
Good morning.
Marsha, let's talk about the Tesla deal, which everybody is still talking about, even after the announcement last week. And I'm sure it's going to be talking about all this week as we move through the special session.
We've been talking about it for months, so why not continue talking now that we know it's ours?
Well, that's right. This is a good thing for Nevada, right?
Yeah, absolutely a good thing for Nevada. And it's not located in Washoe County. It's located in Story County, the actual building. But 6,500 employees, that's going to be a lot of people from the city of Reno and the greater Washoe County area, who are currently unemployed or underemployed, and this is going to offer them jobs. And a lot of the growth will be in the Reno Sparks area as people move in to take the jobs that we don't have enough employees now to take. So home prices go up.
This is all the good things, right?
Yes, increased sales taxes, increased property taxes for our county because of people who are living here or moving into this area. So it's a great thing. I can't see any downside to it.
Andy?
There are no negatives. I fail to see any of them. Quite frankly, you know, we talk about the 6,500 jobs that Tesla's going to be, you know, what, 5-10 years, that's going to be the permanent employment. What's the indirect employment that's going to result from it?
Right.
It's certainly going to probably be double that. This thing
probably
is
triple.
Huge, probably triple. It's going to be a game changer for Northern Nevada and, frankly, I think the state.
I mean, I don't disagree with anything that's been said here. It's so huge. You're always going to have the naysayers talk about, why we do these things for companies that aren't homegrown here. And as you can imagine, that can present some problems for chamber members, right?
Well, let's talk about that really quick, because
sure.
We do have people on the right. We have the Nevada Policy Research Institute, who's saying this is unconstitutional. I mean, they're talking about this like it's a direct subsidy,
right.
Which I think they're wrong on.
Sure.
But then on the other side, we have Plan. Saying, hey, this isn't good for Nevada. This is a giveaway to these big corporations that are just going to suck profits out of here. Do you think this is going to change anybody's mind at the legislature? It's going to be full steam ahead?
I don't think so. You've definitely got the groups on the fringe opposed to it. And these are the same groups that are always opposed to this. And I would, with their arguments, if we were operating in a vacuum, sure, philosophically, should everybody be on the same playing field, pay the same tax rate, everything else. But we're not in a vacuum. We're competing with other states. And in order to do this is not just some small little retail company we're bringing in here. This is a massive worldwide company, the biggest project that we've ever seen in Northern Nevada.
The largest factory in the world.
Right. I would argue it's a little bit different than things we've seen in the past, and the fact that we're giving away less money than what other states could have done. So it wasn't just the money.
When you do economic development projects for your state, and that's what I did in my business a lot. And when you do that, you always look at the growth of the small business, because really that's what most is growing in America. That's the most type of business that's growing. But when you get the opportunity for a whale, and there's no question, you cannot deny that this major international corporation is a whale. When you get the opportunity to do that, and you can compete with other states and win, that's a big win for the state of Nevada.
You know, Andy, there was something that Elon Musk said the other day. He said, I like Nevada because it's agile and it is a get-it-done kind of state.
Yeah.
Do you think that is what really makes us more attracted to a place like California or Texas or Arizona, New Mexico?
Oh, certainly more than California, no doubt about it. And I think he's 100% correct, and particularly when you look at it's Story County.
Right.
You can pull a permit and start moving dirt and pouring concrete literally within minutes. I mean, it is so fast, and it's get it done, and that's why. You know, the other interesting thing, everybody likes to talk about Tesla. They got a major partner in this, and it's Panasonic.
Right.
That's a huge company. This thing is so big, I don't think any of us even comprehend it. And I'm really excited and optimistic.
You know, let's talk about Story County really quick. And I know, I hope I'm not doing you a disservice, but I mean, Story County is probably the easiest place in the country to do business. Do you think Washoe County can ever compete with that, or Clark County can get to where
Washoe County is much larger, and Clark County is much larger. So it's a little more difficult for us, but can we improve in our permitting responsibilities and our ability to get businesses up and running quickly? Yes, we can, and we should. We should look at Story County and see what ways we can improve. It's always going to be a little slower.
And we are improving right now, working toward a regional business license and these type of things. But remember, Washoe County and the cities within it are having to take the responsibility for all the infrastructure to house and clothe and educate all these folks that are going to be working in Story County but not living there.
All right, and that is where we have to leave it. We are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Heard on the job? Here is reason number 4 why you should call Attorney Jay Short.
You may be entitled to more workers' compensation benefits. Just because you're getting some benefits now doesn't mean it's everything you're entitled to.
Call Attorney Jay Short at 786-2006.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
Now, I know exactly what this should cost you, but I'm going to charge you 3 times that amount. I know what you're going to ask me. Do I have a contractor's license, right? Well, I don't, but I'm still going to ask for cash up front, and you're probably never going to see me again anyway.
A bad contractor isn't always this obvious. Visit the Nevada State Contractors Board website to verify a contractor's license before making your hire.
So when do you want to get started?
Protect your home. Protect yourself. Hire only licensed contractors.
Hi, I'm Angela Bolentini. Las Vegas chain law firms advertise heavily here in the Carson City area. A better choice is a local law firm that will really go to bat for you. Take the first step.
If you have a history of gout and have experienced the intense pain, tenderness, and swelling of a flare-up in the last year, local doctors need your help with a research study testing an investigational medication. You will receive all study-related procedures at no cost if you qualify and may be compensated for your time and travel. If you have a history of gout, call 775-964-8950 or visit mygoutstudy.com to learn more about this study.
Consign Furniture, the largest consignment store in Northern Nevada. If you have furniture or household items you need to sell, call Consign Furniture today. We'll pick it up, price it, and sell it for you. Consign Furniture. It's the easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Congratulations to the Reno Aces for making the playoffs. Purchase your tickets online at renoaces.com and join us as we take on the Omaha Storm Chasers Tuesday at 7.
Coming up tomorrow, we have State Senator and candidate for Secretary of State, Barbara Sagaski. Thanks for watching and listening.